It's been a complete pleasure and honor to serve District 2 now for 11 years. I followed up from the great work of former District 2 Town Councilor Jacqueline Sartoris, and I've had the great pleasure of sitting next to this guy and cracking jokes and talking policy and just learning a hell of a lot about the history of Brunswick and really understanding much better the fabric of this town from Councilor Watson. Gonna miss you a lot, Dave.
Likewise, by the way.
Thank you. I'm gonna miss this seat in particular. I started my engagement with the town of Brunswick way back in 1999 as a lowly consultant hired to work on the open space plan and do the first natural resource inventory of this town. And at that time, some of my colleagues said, you know, Brunswick's got some, I was at Woodlot Alternatives, an old consulting firm, is now Stantec. And one of my colleagues was a guy named Arthur Haynes, who ended up writing Flora of Maine, Flora of New England, and now is way up there in New England Botanical, whatever it is, Society Garden, I don't know. Anyway, at the time I was working with some of the top biologists in the state, and they said to me, you know, Brunswick's got some really cool features. We got to go to bat for those sand plain grasslands and pitch pine heath barrens because they don't even know what they have, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I ended up doing the open space plan, got hired as the natural resource planner back in 2001, right after 9/11. It was like September 12th. I started with the planning department. And at the time, you know, we had just come from coastal protection vote. The town was really getting its name out there as a leader in the state in terms of natural resource protection. And, you know, I did the best to continue that reputation as natural resource planner. I went then to Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, where I sort of took the models developed here statewide, and at that time joined planning board and council for 11 years. But anyway, you know, those words that Arthur Haynes and others some 25 years ago still ring true to my true in my brain. Brunswick, if you look at the state of Maine, the map of the state of Maine, we are one of the most ecologically diverse towns, I'm not kidding, in the state in terms of whether it's our native brook trout resources we still hold on to, or being number one in terms of shellfish growing areas, shorebird migration areas, rare natural communities. I think we have one of the higher proportions of rare threatened endangered species of any town. And the reason why we've hung on to these things, as well as our large unfragmented forest blocks we have in western Brunswick and the central part of these are features other towns have lost. We have intentionally chosen to put natural resource protection as a priority, together with affordable housing, together with all the other things that make this town great. And I would hate to see us lose momentum now, especially at the time where we are clearly seeing the impacts of climate change before our eyes. Now is the time to double down on those protections, not to prevent growth, but to do growth better and to continue with the reputation we have as being a leader in balancing, beautifully balanced, I think, is our logo, balancing future growth and development and welcoming new people to this community with an intentional focus on those features that are disappearing elsewhere in the state of Maine. We've got a great opportunity for future generations, and I'll continue the work with my other hat at Brunswick Topsom Land Trust, which is doing great work and will continue to, but when it comes down to rubber hitting the road, it's land use regulation and land use planning goes much further than protecting a parcel here or protecting a parcel there. You got to interweave it into the fabric of how we do business in this community. And I feel confident leaving at this time is not what I wanted to do, but leaving at this time with this council, you guys get it. And I'm sure you will continue to value our natural resources. And if you don't, I'll be standing right up there during public comment, and you'll hear from me. So thank you guys for having me here, putting up with me, and, you know, go Brunswick.